In 1974 the power of Angmar arose again, and the Witch-King came down upon Arthedain before winter was ended. He captured Fornost, and drove most of the remaining Dúnadain over the Lún. Among them were the sons of the king. But King Arvedue held out upon the North Downs until the last, and then fled north with some of his guard, and they escaped by the swiftness of their horses. For a while Arvedui hid in the tunnels of the old dwarf mines near the far end of the mountains, but he was driven at last by hunger to seek the help of the Lossoth, the snowmen of Forchel. These are a strange, unfriendly people, remnant of the Faradwaith, men of far-off days, accustomed to the bitter colds of the realm of Morgoth. Indeed, those colds still linger in that region, though they lie hardly more than 100 leagues north of the Shire. The Lossoth house in the snow, and it is said that they can run on the ice with bones on their feet, and have carts without wheels. They live, mostly, inaccessible to their enemies, on the great cape of Forchel that shuts off to the northwest the immense bay of that name. But they often camp on the south shores of the bay at the feet of the mountains. Some of these Arvedui found encamped by the seashore. But they did not help the king willingly, for he had nothing to offer them, save a few jewels which they did not value, and they were afraid of the Witch-King, who, they said, could make frost or thaw at his will. But partly out of pity for the gaunt king and his men, and partly out of fear of their weapons, they gave them a little food and built for them snow huts. There Arvedui was forced to wait, hoping for help from the south, for his horses had perished. When Círdan heard from Arnath, son of Arvedui, of the king's flight to the north, he at once sent a ship to Forchel to seek for him.